Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Fellow Marketplace Christians, stop apologizing and start winning. Welcome to The Success Edge, the show that helps you take your walk as a Marketplace Christian to the next level. Here's your host, Christian entrepreneur Tyler McCart.
Listeners, Kyle McCart coming at you. Super excited to talk to you guys today. It is a beautiful day, and I hope you're experiencing a great day in the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it, guys. And it is episode 248, and we are in the beginnings of 2021, January to be specific. And I just wanted to talk to you guys for this week's episode, something that actually really kind of popped out of me. I mean, I know that last week I had a tribute to my dad and to his life and just the inspiration that my dad, you know, really kind of inspired me with. And as I said in the last episode, the conversation I was having with my wife as we were driving back from Indiana, from Christmas, spending time with her family, the words of "no more excuses," those three words really kind of came up in my spirit. It's just like I couldn't get away from that. And I wanted to talk to you guys today a little bit more on that subject. And really today, I want to talk about boldness. I'm just now, as I even say that, I'm reminded of a scripture. I don't know the exact, I didn't look it up beforehand, but it's actually in Proverbs. It says that the righteous are as bold as lions. And that's a great word picture for us as 2021. You know, if you are a born again, Bible believing, you know, Holy Spirit filled believer, and you want to maximize your success in the kingdom here on this earth, and kick Satan's butt and proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, then you're in the right place. You're in the right place because we're not taking a back seat and we're not allowing things to just happen. We are actually moving forward in our own assignments. And you've heard me talk about this so many times, but how do we find our assignment? Well, the way we find our assignment, or AKA your purpose, is when you spend that fellowship time with your Heavenly Father. When you spend that fellowship time with your Heavenly Father, because that's how God set it up with Adam. I mean, I go back and talk about this almost like I feel like a broken record player with you guys, but it's just something that I need to be reminded of it. You need to be reminded of it on a daily basis, that it all begins with the relationship and that fellowship with your Heavenly Father. You know, if one of the things I heard a wise man tell me one time, that he said, "Hey, if you want to check to see how your relationship with your Heavenly Father's going right now, look at how your relationship with your wife is." And, you know, there's a little bit of truth in that. Not to say that, you know, my relationship with my wife is going to tell me, you know, good or bad, but it really is kind of a good litmus test to actually tell yourself, or actually kind of gauge yourself, of where I'm at with my relationship with my Heavenly Father. With that said, I was reading through the Word, and I don't know if this verse just kind of popped up on the actual app, on the YouVersion Bible app, but it says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "In Him," meaning in Christ, "we have boldness and confidence, access through faith in Him." We have boldness and confidence, access through faith in Him. And I also want to read another place. This is actually the Passion Translation. This is 1 John 5, 14 through 15. It says, "Since we have this confidence, we can also have great boldness before our Heavenly Father. For if we present any request agreeable to His will, he will hear us. I want you to get that. It says he's going to hear us. And if we know, this is verse 15, and if we know that he hears us in whatever, that's the word, whatever we ask, we also know that we have obtained the request we asked for. You might sit there and go, well, Tyler, how do you know if I'm, you know, making the right request, or how do I know what the will of God is for my life, or for what the will of God, how do I become agreeable to his will? It's real simple. It's not complex. Open your Bible. Start reading your Bible. Start studying and meditating and you know, marinating in the Word of God. I just started this Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app, with a friend of mine, actually a mentor of mine. He's been my mentor really for the last, 17 years. And so this gentleman who's been my mentor, he and I decided to do a year, the year-long Bible, read the Bible in a year, but it's actually the Bible recap. So if you go to the Bible recap, you might find that actually as a good way. There's actually a reading time, and it goes in chronological order, which is kind of cool. So you read the Bible in chronological order, and then there's actually a partnering podcast that you can go out to, which you can find it on any kind of podcast player that you might have out there, but it's the Bible recap. I need to make sure about that. Let me look here real quick for you guys. The Bible recap by D Group, as in Discipleship Group. Okay. So you can actually, they're actually have done this for 3 years. And so me and my mentor were actually going through this, and actually it's pretty cool because there's some commentary with it, but it's also talking about the perspective of God. But guys, I go back to what I was saying originally, is that you have got to become agreeable to God's will. And one of my all-time hallmark proverbs, and really a proverb that is, you know, in my DNA, which is Proverbs chapter 16. And this really kind of set me up for just changing my whole mindset and a lot of things back starting in 2018, which was, you know, for me, you know, really starting to look through the lens and understand that it's not me anymore. Okay. Where that I was working myself like a dog, trying to make money, trying to be successful, trying to make ends meet for my family. And here I was working myself in a frenzy, not spending, having a little bit of fellowship time with the Lord, but really I was not taking any time hardly whatsoever of spending time with the Holy Spirit and with my Heavenly Father and being able to find out what that assignment was for my life. And I was just working myself into a frenzy. But what took place was, is I went back and I started meditating on these verses that started to change me. And here's why I say that getting into the Word of God and meditating on just a couple key scriptures is going to be so powerful for you, because it will start to allow you to know what the will of God is. It will start to actually do what Romans 12 verse 1 and 2 say, of that you will actually know what the will of God is for your life. You know, you will actually find out what that assignment is. You know, there's so many people I talk to that they never take the time, okay? They might do it one or two times or three times, and they might get really good about maybe the, you know, but all of a sudden a distraction happens or something pops up in their life where the, you know, it might be they slept in too late, or they might have forgot to open up the Word of God. And guess what? They go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 days before they get themselves back into the Word of God. And guess what? You've missed. I mean, think about it this way. How many days could you literally go without eating any food? I remember a wise man saying this to me one time. He said, hey, Tyler, guess what? The memory of a potato will never fill you up. The memory of a potato will never fill you up. You actually have to go to the Word of God on a daily basis. Daily. You need food every day, don't you? Well, therefore, guess what? You need to fill yourself up with the Word of God daily. I can't get around that. But what'll take place inside of you guys, this is where all this confidence and boldness and what I really want to get to in this episode is acting decisively, okay? Acting decisively. This is where I'm going with this. But what happens is that when you start to actually get the Word of God inside of you, you start to, and what it says actually in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, and I'm going to read this actually in the Amplified Classic. It says, when you actually roll all your works upon the Lord, all your works, I mean, that, I'm talking everything, your house, your money, your kids, your wife, your job, your health, when you actually start to roll that up on the Lord, and in brackets, it says, commit and trust that or trust those things entirely or wholly, the entire thing, not just a piece of it, but the entire part of it to the Lord. When you actually commit that and say, you know what? And here's what you do. You say, okay, I'm going to give all this to the Lord. I'm going to roll all of my dreams, my aspirations, my wanting to make money, my wanting to make, you know, be successful. I'm going to roll that on the Lord. And it's not going to be me anymore. So what God does is he actually will cause, he's going to cause, it says this right in the Word, it says he will cause your thoughts, he will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will. And shall your plans will be established and succeed. That's what it says right there, guys. I mean, that's Bible. That's awesome. That is so awesome. I love it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we as believers have got to get to the point where that we start acting boldly. There are too many of us that still are not acting boldly, and we're not acting decisively with what the Word of God is. And I want to go to two stories in the Word where that two gentlemen acted decisively. And really, one of the gentlemen, the Holy Spirit or the Word of the Lord came to him, and the Lord said, act decisively or move quickly. I feel like in 2021, under this whole entire banner of no excuses, I feel like that you as a Kingdom Success listener, if you're in the sound of my voice, I'm speaking this over you now, that there's going to be opportunities that will arise in your life that you're going to need to act decisively. But prior to that, you're going to need to know and be able to hear from the voice of the Holy Spirit. You're going to need to be able to hear from the voice of the Holy Spirit and then act decisively on what he tells you to do and not hesitate, because these opportunities that are going to come in your career path, in your relationships, they are going to change your life and take you to a whole nother level in your walk, a part of your assignment in your everyday life. So here are the two stories that I want to go to, okay? I want to go to Mark chapter 15, verse 43. So here's the situation. Jesus just actually died on the cross. He gave up his spirit. And in verse 43 of Mark chapter 15, it says, Joseph of Arimathea, a proper member of the Sanhedrin, so that basically means that he was part of the priesthood, I believe that's what it interprets as, who was himself looking forward to the kingdom of God. So this gentleman was actually a believer, a follower of Jesus, but he was part of the priestly over the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin. I believe that's how you properly say it. Anyway, here's what happened. After Jesus died, he came and it says it right there in scripture. This is the Christian Standard Bible that I'm reading it from. He came boldly and went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Situation arose, an opportunity had happened. Through acting decisively and moving quickly, Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate boldly. So, you know, with acting quickly and acting, you know, confidently, there's got to be some boldness to you. Remember, the righteous are as bold as lions. So what's taking place inside of you, and I don't have time to go in this, but I just want to mention this, something that I've really been meditating on over the last, you know, week or two, is the faith that you have inside of you. Now, hear me, Kingdom Success. This is really important, what I'm getting ready to say. The faith that the Bible talks about is not your faith. let me just say it that way. When you got saved and you got born again, we were so decrepit. We were so just nowhere near where we needed to be. And what took place was actually God put his faith inside of us and allowed us to have his faith in order to believe. And you can go to, I think it's Galatians 2:20, and it says in one of the, I think it's the King James, or it's one of the translations that, and you know, I'm just going to go to that. I just need to read that to you real quick, just so you're like, what? No way. Yeah, you're not relying on your own faith. Galatians 2:20. I'm just here at my computer, and I want Galatians. Oops. Probably going to spell Galatians out. Galatians, is it 3:20? I don't know if it's 3:20. I thought it was 2:20. Hang on, guys. Hang on one second. All right, I'm back. Okay, yes, it is actually Galatians 2:20, and I'm going to read this in the Passion Translation because this is just such a good thing. So I want you to think about this, that you've got to start to renew your mind, just like how I'm renewing my mind, that I'm not relying upon my faith, because I'm not using my faith anymore. I'm actually using the faith of God, or the faith that Jesus actually had here on this earth. Now watch this. Galatians 2:20, it says, my old identity has been crucified with Messiah and no longer lives. For the nails of his cross crucified me with him. Now, watch this, guys. Now the essence of this new life is no longer mine. For the anointed one, Christ, not Jesus, but it is Jesus, but it's the anointing and the anointed one lives his life through me. We live in union as one. Now watch this. My new life, your new life, Kingdom Success, you could exchange it out. Just think about this. Your new life is empowered by the same faith, or by the faith of the Son of God. Did you hear that? The new life you have is empowered. It is actually the faith of the Son of God that you are actually utilizing. Woo-hoo! Man, I'm just, oh man. Finish reading the verse. Who loves me so much that he gave himself for me, and watch this, the last part. I love this last part. And dispensed his life into mine. Wow. That should get you fired up right there, guys. That should get you fired up, because that means that you can say, you know what? You can actually proclaim, I have the faith of Jesus. I have the faith of Christ Jesus inside of me. The same faith that Jesus had, I have. That, I mean, you can look at a lot of different places, and I don't have time to go into all that, but I just wanted to read that to you because it's such a powerful thing. Now, let me get where this whole acting decisively came from, that I was just super excited about it whenever I saw this, because it goes back to no more excuses and to be able to come boldly before the throne of grace. And I mean, again, guys, you've got to have that foundation. You've got to get in the Word. You've got to allow your thoughts to become agreeable to His will. So you've got to roll all of your cares. You've got to cast all your cares upon the Lord in order to be able to do these things, to do these great exploits that God needs you to do, that God's looking for you to do as part of your assignment. Now watch this. So David, King David, I'm going to summarize. I'm going to read actually in 2 Samuel 5, verse 22 through 25, but I'm going to summarize kind of this chapter of what just took place in King David's life. So King David is actually crowned and anointed king in the very beginning of this chapter. He's 30 years young, all right, and he basically is, the elders of Israel have come to him and basically said, okay, you're the guy. You're our guy. You're our king from here on out. And David begins to establish his throne. He also establishes the city of David, which is Jerusalem, and it's kind of a cool little story right there. And actually, I got to walk through this whole entire water ducts. You can actually read it actually in there. But the way they took the city, because nobody had been able to take the city of Jerusalem from the Jebusites, and they even mocked David, saying that actually the blind and deaf or whatever, you know, would, you know, David couldn't even defeat the blind and deaf that we have in the city. All right. Now watch this. David was keen enough or had some insight that the way that they were going to be able to do that would be through the water duct that went through the city to be able to penetrate the city. Well, they actually did that. I actually got to walk through that whole entire thing while I was actually in Israel. It is the coolest thing in the world. It is a very small, tight place, but very awesome. Anyway, they took the city and David begins to establish his reign. Now, the key, one of the key things to that is in verse 12, where that it, he gets the city of David, and then I believe, and if I'm not mistaken, let me just make sure I'm saying this right. So, yeah, he captures the city and defeats the Jebusites and takes the city of David, which is Jerusalem. And David, it says, actually took up residence, this is 9, took up residence in the stronghold, which he named the city of David. He built it up all the way around. So you can actually see in Jerusalem where there were city walls that were going around this area for where David was at. And then David became more and more powerful, and the Lord of armies was with him. That's actually in verse 10. And then another king from Tyre sent envoys and also cedar logs and carpenters and stonesmiths to build David a palace. I mean, so another king from a reigning area recognized David. So David was all of a sudden getting all the stuff, confirmation of like, you know what? This is becoming legit. This is really happening in my life. Now, you, how do you apply that? How do you look at that kingdom success? There's going to be events, you know, there's going to be things when you start to act on the Word of God, when you start to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you're going to see certain events or certain things that are going to be like, yeah, okay, that I was speaking the Word of God, I was believing the Word of God, I was standing on the Word of God, and I saw it come to pass. Or I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit say to do this right here, and I did it, and guess what? All of a sudden that happened. And then in verse 12, it says, then David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel. Yeah, I'll say that, Lord. Kingdom of success, have you gotten to that point? Have you gotten to that point where you actually know that the Lord has established you as a king? Wow, I didn't even plan on saying that right there. That's all from the Holy Spirit. Have you gotten to the point? If you haven't gotten to the point, I would highly recommend to you that you get to the point inside of your spirit man, inside of who you are, that you know that the Lord has established you as a king. Yeah, I said a king. because Jesus is the King of Kings. You need to start seeing yourself as royalty. You need to start seeing yourself as, you know, the head and not the tail. You need to start seeing yourself as a son of the King. You are Jesus. Jesus is your elder brother, and Jesus is the King of Kings. So if he's your brother, then that makes you a prince. So basically you are a king, and you've been sent out into this world to go and establish God's kingdom in your area. How about that for a little side note right there? Okay. Let me keep going on down. So now, you know, David, basically it talks about the Philistines heard about David and came in search of David, and David went in the stronghold. So the Philistines came and spread out, and I'm not going to try to pronounce this valley. So the Philistines are out there. They're coming to attack David. David, now watch this now. Even though David is a king and he's been a mighty man of war and valor, he still does this. In verse 19, it says, "Then David inquired of the Lord, 'Should I attack the Philistines? And will you hand them over to me?' And the Lord replied, 'Attack, for I will certainly hand the Philistines over to you.'" So he got a word from the Lord that, yeah, let's make this happen. Let's go and do this right now. Okay? So that's number one. Now, watch this. So David, now this is where I wanted to get to. Okay, we're getting pretty close to it. So David, this is where, you know, when you hear me talk about this at the end of my, you know, thing that I say, know that you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're empowered to prosper, you walk in divine health, and the spirit of breakthrough is upon you. This is actually where I get this spirit of breakthrough thing. So in verse 20, it says, "And David went up to where and defeated them, and like a bursting flood," so because this defeated them, "and said," this is David saying this, "like a bursting flood, the Lord has burst out against my enemies before me." Therefore, he named the place the Lord burst out, or the God of breakthrough. Right there. Boom. That's where I get that whole entire thing, that the God of breakthrough is actually for you. He is actually living inside of you. You know, do you need a breakthrough in 2021? Is right now where you're at, you need God to break through? Well, this would be a great little place right here to meditate on and get a vision of God breaking through of your enemies that you have. And what did David do? David went and inquired of the Lord, and then he acted on what God told him to do. But then you come down here to verse 22. Now here's where I wanted to get to right here. The Philistines came up again and spread out in this valley. And David, a second time, he didn't go out and attack automatically, but he said he came and inquired of the Lord, and the Lord came back with this answer. Now I want you to watch this, okay? "Do not attack directly, but circle around behind them and come at them opposite the balsam," I believe I'm saying that right, balsam tree or basil, whatever, anyway, tree. "When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the trees, act decisively." There's that. That's where I got that whole, this whole entire message here, that let me finish this whole entire thing, okay? "For then the Lord will have gone out ahead of you to strike down the army of the Philistines." So David did exactly as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way to Gibo, to Gezer. Gang, how you approach a situation will not always be the same way you approach the same situation. Right here, David had the same army coming up against him. He had already defeated them one time, but this second time was the same army, the same problem, same thing that might have, came up before him. This time, the Lord told David to go a different route, a different way, and David acted decisively. He moved quickly. He did exactly because the Lord told him to do that. And I just believe that in 2021, that we are to act decisively, to be as bold as lions. How do we do that, guys? We actually hear from the Holy Spirit. We hear from Him. We don't have to, you know, rely upon our own understanding. I mean, actually, the Word says, do not rely upon your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He's going to direct your path. That's actually Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 right there. But in 2021, guys, I want us to come boldly before the throne with confidence that we're going to hear from the Holy Spirit, and then act decisively, act with speed with what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And he might tell you not to do anything. He could very well do that. But this is where you, as a kingdom success, you know, person, where that you're fellowshipping, you're having the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you're downloading exactly what He's telling you to do, and then you actually act decisively with that. And again, it might be the same situation, but you might need to approach it in a whole nother light. This is why you have to every time come and inquire of the Lord. Seek His face. Get some wisdom on what you're doing. So, kingdom success. That's all I wanted to cover today with you guys. I love you guys so much. Hey, if you want to text me, there's a text message number right down below, and you can actually communicate back and forth with me. I'd be honored if you want to do that. It's totally free to you. It's just a way for us to be able to communicate. It comes directly to my phone, and I'll respond to you within about 24 hours. The other thing that I want to point out to you, that if you would like to become a partner, a monthly partner with us, basically Patreon. I've got a Patreon account set up. And the thing about Patreon, what Patreon does is content creators like myself. It's a place where that you actually can go and support that content creation. If you are enjoying the content that I'm putting out, I would ask you to consider contributing, you know, and honestly, maybe down the road, I might increase the different levels where that, you know what, maybe there might be some opportunity where that there might be some more content, some deeper content than what I just give on the podcast, be able to be given to you guys. So go to patreon.com/TylerMcCart, MCCART, and find me there. The other thing is, guys, is that I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you reaching out to me. I want you to reach out to me, but also I want you to spread the word of this. So if you're getting anything out of this, tell a friend about it. All right. I know you can post this on your social media wall, which that's fine, but I would actually ask you to send a direct message or in conversation with somebody, recommend that somebody is wanting to elevate their game from a success standpoint, from the kingdom standpoint. This is what the show is all about right here. And I believe that there is a demand out there in the body of Christ for people that want to be successful. And there's plenty of other podcasts. I'm thinking of one that I would highly recommend to you guys. That's Terry Savelle Foy's podcast. She's got a phenomenal podcast out there that's all about success, all about achieving your goals and dreams and everything. And people out there, there's a demand for that. So I would highly recommend you subscribing to her, passing along my information to somebody. But gang, know that you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're empowered to prosper, you walk in divine health, and the spirit of breakthrough is upon you guys. And guess what? Gang, we'll catch you on the other side.